Good morning and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the twists and turns of the digital landscape.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry, keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors. Our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. By collaborating with us, you'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has released two new advisories about vulnerabilities in industrial control systems. The affected products include certain versions of the Hitachi Energy MicroSCADA X and the Mitsubishi Electric GOT. These advisories come as part of an ongoing effort to mitigate potential cyber threats to the United States' critical infrastructure. Cyber criminals have stolen sensitive health information that could potentially affect a substantial portion of Americans following a February cyber attack on Change Healthcare, with the company recently confirming the payment of a ransom to protect patient data. The stolen data appeared on RansomHub for auction before being abruptly removed, raising questions amidst scrutiny from lawmakers ahead of congressional testimony by the CEO of United Health Group, Change Healthcare's parent company. Details of the breach reveal attackers utilized compromised credentials and extracted data remained active in cryptocurrency transactions, linking back to the ALPHV ransomware group. The Government Accountability Office has reported that the implementation of the Cybersecurity Executive Order aimed at bolstering federal cybersecurity measures is nearing completion. This progress comes as a response to a series of sophisticated cyber attacks that highlighted vulnerabilities in government networks and infrastructure. The executive order, issued by the White House, sets forth a series of comprehensive guidelines to upgrade cybersecurity protocols across various government agencies. Akin Gump Strauss-Hauer and Feld LLP introduces proposed new cybersecurity incident reporting requirements for critical infrastructure companies as mandated by CISA. The regulations are designed to fortify cyber defenses in vital sectors by enforcing more rigorous reporting protocols. The move underscores the federal push towards bolstering national security through improved cyber incident transparency and response mechanisms. A sophisticated state-sponsored hacking group has successfully infiltrated the cybersecurity firm MITRE by exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities within Ivanti's products. MITRE, primarily known for its work with the US government, confirmed the breach, which underscores the persistent risks faced by organizations at the hands of actors utilizing advanced cyber espionage tactics. This incident highlights the continued challenges in defending against zero-day attacks and the urgent need for robust cybersecurity measures across all sectors. Researchers at the University of the Basque Country have discovered that retinal degeneration could be an early indicator of cognitive decline in Parkinson's patients. The study highlighted that patients with greater neurodegeneration in the retina during the early stages of Parkinson's may experience a slower loss of retinal thickness as their cognitive abilities decline. This breakthrough has the potential to improve treatment strategies and hasten clinical trials by pinpointing individuals who are at a higher risk for cognitive impairment. In a significant boost for the biotech industry, March 2024 saw Mirador Therapeutics top funding charts, securing a $400 million investment, while Alumis and Sionna Therapeutics also raised substantial amounts of $259 million and $182 million. North America dominated the investment landscape, with companies collectively raising $1.9 billion. With Series A funding rounds being the most lucrative, raking in $652 million. Despite a higher number of transactions, private equity investments accounted for a relatively modest sum of $93 million. In what appears to be a brazen cyber assault, the cyber army of Russia Reborn has reportedly compromised a Texas water facility's automated controls, causing an overflow lasting 1 hour that affected 5,000 residents. This incident, if verified, would mark the first publicly acknowledged Russian cyber attack on North American vital infrastructure, echoing previous incursions believed to have originated from China and Iran. The attack underscores the escalating cyber threats targeting essential services and raises grave concerns about the security of the nation's critical infrastructure systems. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.